You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Follow us on social media at CJSF on Twitter, on Facebook and Instagram at CJSF Radio. Listen to old episodes and special programming on our SoundCloud at CJSF 90.1. Diverse, independent, and yours.
Music and talk radio about all things, all genders. This is Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemon.
Oh, good morning, and welcome to Intravenous here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus and Community Radio. I'm Robin.
I'm Ava.
And we'll be your co-hosts for this journey today on Intravenous. How are you doing today, Ava?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, other than the fact that I almost forgot that I needed a microphone to broadcast. Just, you know, as the intro was coming to an end, I was about to speak into the... just into the air.
So early in the morning it happens.
We'll see how things go. Yeah. Praying for some rain also.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, it would be really not just a nice pleasantry to have to freshen the air, but you know, something that I think might help quell the disasters that are happening out there in the environment.
Absolutely.
I know some extended cousins of mine have been evacuated from Yellowknife and Wow. are now in a Soyuz, which is also having some of their own issues there in the Okanagan. And friends of mine's family cabin is in a big fire realm district of evacuation and might even be gone. So it feels like for a lot of folks it's really hitting close to home, and my heart goes out to folks who are, you know, even closer to that.
Yeah, I feel like everyone knows someone who's personally being devastated by the recent wildfires, so
yeah,
I think it's hitting close to home for everybody,
right? Yeah. Yeah. Today's show, if you were listening last week and were tuned in, Ava and I were here with Pranjali, and we had a little bit of a roundtable discussion where we each brought a piece of news or sort of, you know, interesting topical information. And Ava and I, you and I are going to tackle that same sort of thing today on the show. We're going to start off with a song, though, just as a way to settle in. And that song is going to be by Meredith Moon, who is the daughter of Gordon Lightfoot, and put out an album recently, a debut album called Constellations. And this is a track called Lay Your Cards Down here on Intravenous.
This thing you made me into. How you got inside my head. The morning comes inside of you. And I woke up dead. You can't cast cast this one away. It's with me every night and day. It follows me around. And it follows me around. It follows me around. It follows me and harm everywhere I go, like a parasite, and they all know. But it follows me around, and it follows me around, and it follows me around.
Meredith Moon from Constellations and Lay Your Cards Down, starting us off here with some music on Intravenous, campus community radio from the top of Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast live on the unceded ancestral territories of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh peoples. If you're just joining, I'm Robin.
I'm Ava.
And we will take you on a journey today of some topical discussion. How we usually plan these sorts of shows is that whoever's, you know, going to host and co-host will just randomly bring a topic or a news item to the show and present that, and you know, we'll have a bit of a discussion about it. And so this morning, as I scrolled through news items about, you know, what was happening in the gender world out beyond my walls, I learned that just a couple of days ago, the Spanish Women's World Cup soccer teams won in a 1-0 victory against England in Australia. And that's fantastic, except for the fact that in the ceremony, in the medal ceremony, and trophy ceremony on the field, Luis Rubiales, who's the National Soccer Federation president, he kissed Jenny Hermoso, who is one of the Spanish soccer players, on the lips, on the podium. How inappropriate can that get?
Totally inappropriate. Completely shocking, honestly. Especially on such a large platform. Like, this is broadcast on TV. People are seeing it. Like, the fact that that's even something that would be considered is crazy.
Yeah. And that the... I mean, that's crazy. But that someone even considers that they have that access.
Absolutely.
To someone else's, like, personal zone.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not, you know, the article, which goes into a little bit deeper detail with the CBC, which I was just reading here in the booth, it talks about Rubiales actually, or also hugging other players and putting his arm around the Queen of Spain.
Oh, gosh.
So, you know, and his defense, if that's what you can call it, was that it was a moment of maximum effusiveness. So, like, it doesn't matter how effusive you were.
No, you
don't get to kiss women on the podium. You don't get to hug women. You just don't get to do that.
I think it's just another example of, like, power dynamics between genders, you know? Like, I think there's always a feeling of entitlement to women and their bodies and their space. And, yeah, I just think there's a level of respect that doesn't exist, clearly. And this is just another example of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's shocking to me in some ways, because I wanna feel like, aren't we over this? Aren't we beyond this? Aren't we into new territory where, mm-hmm. you know, we have these conversations about consent and red flags and green flags, and, you know, there's a lot more understanding of how these relational sort of negotiations and dynamics and, you know, what power means, and yet it's still happening in ways that are really public.
Mm-hmm.
And also by, you know, he's not that old. He's 40, what did I read? 40, mid-40s?
Mm-hmm.
He should know better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is something that I would say. Like, mm-hmm. he's not some old guy living under a rock. Like, mm-hmm. my dad, mm-hmm. who, you know, would be 80-something. It's mm-hmm. like he lived in a different time zone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he should know better.
Yeah. I almost feel like, you know, even though we're having these conversations now, and there is, you know, the conversation of consent and it's been brought to the forefront, it's almost just like still taken as a recommendation rather than, you know, a hard and fast rule. And we end up, you know, these things still happen and we have the after conversation about it, but it doesn't stop it happening again and again and again.
That's so interesting that how you see it might be being understood as a recommendation versus a sort of a hard line. Mm-hmm. This is the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's not the framework in place to protect women yet from these things, right? There's no hard and fast rule, so that protects women from this in the workplace, and you know, there's not a lot of protection in the legal world for women in this situation. So I just feel like when there's no formal hard and fast punishment, you know, people feel like they can get away with things like this because it's, you know, again, just like, oh, like slap on the wrist when things like this happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that, you know, in this case with Rubiales, the soccer federation president, maybe he had to make a public apology.
With the apology you kind of read out to me earlier, I don't know if you want to share it, but it didn't really seem like an apology. It was more of a half like, it was fine. It was in the moment. It's not really an apology.
Yeah. Just a quote out of this article from CBC. Rubiales is quoted to say, quote, "We saw it as something normal, natural, and not in any way in bad faith. But outside, it seems that a commotion has been created. When you are president of an institution as important as the Federation, you have to be more careful." And it's almost as if this is just dawning on him, right? Mm-hmm. That your actions have impact,
mm-hmm.
and that they matter.
Well, also the language is like, oh, everyone's being so sensitive. That's just a really weird way to go about it. Not I did something wrong. It's everyone's so sensitive nowadays, so I have to be more careful on a big screen, you know? It's not really an apology.
No. It's hard not to... You know, it's hard not to internalize these kinds of things when as a woman, you know, things occur in the world that transgress these physical boundaries of ours, you know, mm-hmm. Where, you know, we'd like to have body autonomy and we'd like to be able to really own and resource that. But when, as you say, there's this sort of nonchalance almost, mm-hmm. About it, it doesn't encourage people to come forward, mm-hmm. with these injunctions, you know, and the things that happen to them. And, you know, the fact that this happened on a public stage is terrible, mm-hmm. but the fact that it happened on a public stage also allows for the public to come forward and say that's inappropriate rather than for the player herself, mm-hmm. right, or themselves, to have to come forward and say, that was icky,
mm-hmm.
you know, that was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But these things happen behind closed doors all the time, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
With the same, why are you being so sensitive about, mm-hmm. it? I just, you know, patted you on the bum.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember the... like the whole thing with the USA Gymnastics and Larry Nassar, you know, a lot of people raised the flags about, you know, the abuse that was going on behind closed door for, I think, about 15 years.
I was going to say it's over a decade,
yes.
or something.
And, you know, nothing was done. It was brought to the attention of the president multiple times, like, and it just went on, like, hundreds of women were abused because, you know, it's very much a hush-hush. Well, he's good for the team, so I can't be bothered to do anything about it. So, yeah, I mean, we've seen it happen in this case on a huge platform, but if it's happening on a huge platform, it's definitely happening behind closed doors as well.
For sure, yeah. I'm not sure where this will go. But you know, luckily the acting minister for sports and culture in Spain is, you know, on the side of the player and says that absolutely under no circumstances is it appropriate or acceptable to, you know, kiss a player and congratulate her. And, you know, and the fact that it was done, that he kissed her on the lips, you know, it's like...
Well, I had one more thought sort of related to this is that the other thing that's like very prevalent in female sports is the uniforms being very different from male uniforms. So like for in volleyball, for example, I mean, the uniforms are often like very, very short shorts, tiny tops, same in wrestling. Like there's across all women's sport, the uniform is very different from the male uniform, the male equivalent. And there's no, you know, physiological reason for this. There's no reason that they have to be in different uniforms, yet, you know, women are almost always put in these, like, scantily clad outfits when there's no reason other than, like, objectification.
For sure, yeah. And I loved how one of the Scandinavian volleyball teams, I think, boycotted or they were disallowed from playing or something because they wouldn't wear the prescribed outfit, right? The prescribed style of sports uniform. Yeah, but absolutely, you know, there's a bunch of layers, I guess, you know, where the objectification and that idea of being able to have body autonomy just doesn't even exist, you know, from not being able to wear the clothes that you want to wear and just, you know, do the sport. No, you have to still look like a sexy beast in the meantime.
Well, there's a lot of controversy right now online about this girl called Livy Dunn. She's a gymnast for LSU in the States, a big university. And she's kind of getting criticized because gymnastics photos are taken of her. And, you know, they're stock photos. You can find them online. But when she reposts them onto her Instagram, she changes her proportions to sort of, you know, whatever, to make her look smaller, less broad, whatever it is. But, like, I feel for her the fact that she even feels, like, in her craft, this thing she's so good at that she does for a university, she feels like she can't even, you know, post photos of it without, like, catering to the gaze of, you know, the male gaze.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. And having to Photoshop out
anything that doesn't,
whatever is that imperfection or self-imposed idea of how we should, you know,
look
in the public eye. It's heartbreaking, isn't it? Just heartbreaking. Yeah, so many threads, I think, to be able to you know, talk about various injustices that this I don't know, connects to or stems from, relates to, all of the things. But I want to make sure that we have a lot of time to talk about the topic that you brought. And so I think we'll hear another song and then come back to to that.
Sure, sounds good.
Should we listen to the song that you brought?
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. So I brought the song Babushka by Kate Bush. I think it's an old classic. It never gets old. I absolutely love it. So enjoy.
Polygon Gallery is pleased to present Deckshare Cinema, an outdoor summer film series taking place on Kate's deck, located on the waterfront directly in front of the gallery. Hosted for 10 Thursdays beginning June 29th, the screenings commence at sunset and will be complemented by music and entertainment leading up to curtain time. Admission to Deckshare Cinema is by donation and includes access to the gallery's summer exhibition, Jeremy Shaw, Phase Shifting Index. To learn more about this event, visit thepolygon.ca.
And welcome back to Intravenous here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio, broadcasting live from Simon Fraser University at the top of the mountain here. I am with you. I'm Robin.
I'm Ava.
And we were just talking a little bit about the incidents where the